proclamation number 6194 dated the February 21st, 1955. Serious admonitions. Time and again I admonish you to detach yourselves from the world. Yet you humans attach yourselves to it ever more. You progressively chase after earthly possessions. You increasingly indulge yourselves in the pleasures of life, and the spiritual kingdom becomes ever more distant for you, which can never be taken possession of alongside the physical world. And that is your ruin, the fact that you hand yourselves over to the Lord who draws your souls down so that you get ever more entangled in his nets of lies, which are gold-plated and therefore not recognized for what they are. Your desire for the pleasures of life will result in your death. For this desire is placed into your heart by my adversary. He impels you to increase your craving of abandoning yourselves to worldly pleasures. He inflames your physical longings into seeking and also finding fulfillment in sin. He dispels all good thoughts. Selfish love is being fanned into greatest passion. People only belong to him alone, for they no longer question whether they live according to my will, to please me. They have fallen prey to the world and consequently to the one who is lord of this world. Dense darkness is spread across earth because no spiritual ray can penetrate it, and in this darkness my adversary has an easy game. He captures countless souls and prepares their fate, which they are incapable of realizing in their blindness. He will certainly give them whatever they desire in earthly life, yet their fate after the death of their body will be a dreadful one. For then he will take full possession of them and render them powerless and unable to release themselves from his control, and they will have to pay for their short lifetime on earth in comfort with a dreadful destiny in eternity. Yet regardless of how seriously it is presented to people, regardless of how urgently they are admonished and warned against the enemy of their souls, they won't listen and steadfastly keep their eyes on the world, which attracts them with its radiance. And sin gets out of hand. For what the human being cannot accrue automatically, he tries to gain by wrongful means. Nothing is sacred to him, neither his neighbor's possessions nor his life, if only he can improve his situation, if only he can derive an advantage to serve his body. And with an attitude like that, the light cannot possibly penetrate his heart, he lives in deepest darkness and feels comfortable therein. It is a time of depravity, a time of sin in which my adversary celebrates his triumphs, in which my messengers of light gain little influence and only the powers from below are successful. My adversary is reaping a rich harvest, and the time is approaching its end. The work in my vineyard is needed more than ever so that people who do not completely submit to his influence can still be saved, whose souls have not yet fallen prey to him. Amen.